Ladies and gentle nerds, you're about to witness the murder of Casey Tapp. Because he won't shut up so I can get the intro out.
Go ahead.
All right. Ladies and gentle nerds, welcome to the Couch Co-op Podcast, episode number 28. 28 episodes. We're getting to the point, you could watch one episode a day in February and get through the whole thing. So, fun fact. Or is that 29 days? I don't know. Who cares? Anyway, welcome to the Couch Co-op Podcast, where we get together and talk about video games and nothing. Mostly nothing. But, well, or mostly video games. I don't know which one.
Nerd culture.
I mean, nerd culture. There you go.
That's what you used to say.
Buzzwords. I know, but I change it up like every other week, so.
It's okay.
You know, keep people on their toes.
Whatever works, man.
Ladies and gentle nerds, you're about to witness the murder of my computer.
Are you going to put both of those on there?
Yeah, I mean, we just picked up where we left off. So, I hate technology right now. I hate Battlefield mostly.
You kind of hate everything, I would say, today.
I am in that mood where I just hate everything.
That's okay. Everybody goes through that sometimes. I go through that more often than most.
Mm. But I mean, like, my computer literally just lied to me.
It's even
just... And said that we weren't connected, but we were connected. I can't trust anybody anymore.
It's Skynet.
You know? It probably is Skynet.
It's Skynet. It's exactly what it is. I'm telling
you. So I believe I was telling people that, you know, we talk about video games, and apparently Casey is a caricature artist.
Caricature
artist. I don't know what the heck he's doing. But he should probably have his hit list out since he's got most of it. But
I seriously have.
I just felt like a teacher who's getting onto a student.
I seriously have like four things though. Like I really don't even need this. I know everything that's on here. Oh, except for that one that I didn't write. Oh, I remember it. Never mind.
But you know, we always start the show off with video games, as always. I forgot to introduce ourselves too. I'm your showrunner.
Well, you said Casey, so...
Yeah, but, like, I gotta use our nicknames or it's not official, you know?
So you don't exist without a nickname.
Exactly.
It's true.
I'm your showrunner, Joe Nixon. And, of course, we have the showstopper, Casey Tapp.
I actually have stopped the show, like, three times
right yeah. before this. It's before, both literal and...
Before it even started, I stopped it.
It's a literal interpretation of the name.
It is true.
Almost always.
I do stop the show.
Yeah. Dead in its tracks.
With my might.
No, with I don't even know.
Awesomeness. With my lamp.
Your lamp may be causing interference. I haven't figured it out yet.
That lamp is helping this room right now.
No, it's not.
That lamp is putting off more light than your ceiling fan right now.
So? I like dimly lit environments. Shoot me.
I'm going to get you a sign to hang on your door that just says the Batcave.
I'd rock that, for sure.
I know you would.
So, let's jump into the video games.
Yes.
Although, our hit list is very not video games this week.
We'll start off with the video game first.
We'll start off with the video games. So, we have 1, 2, 3...
5.
4, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Five items, yeah.
Yeah, five. Look, I got them written down right
I know.
Here.
I was just double checking. First one, The Witcher 3 has gone gold. It's done.
Well, that's six then.
It's ready to be shipped. No, because one of them's a duplicate of one of the ones we're talking about later.
I know that, but that one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and The Witcher.
Okay. Six. So six. But anyways, The Witcher's done. It's completed. Ready to be shipped.
Yes.
I don't remember the exact day that comes out. I'm pretty sure it's in May. I want to say May 19th. Let me double check myself real quick, but I'm pretty sure that's correct. Blah, blah, blah.
I spend a lot of time looking up dates for games.
So, May 19th. I was correct. Suck it. All right. But yeah.
Dude, that thing is working.
Oh, yeah. It just, like,
it's
kicked
about
into
to
overdrive.
Die on me, for real.
It's what happens when you go to IGN and just, like, at, like their site takes so much space.
Name so, drop.
Just saying. That was where the Reddit link went to.
Another name drop.
They're going to know how we do our show. So, yeah.
We don't actually have connections. Mm-hmm. We get all this crap from other people. Yeah. Oh, man.
We're basically plagiarizers. plagiarizers.
Hey, I'm the only one that can have a stroke today. Okay.
But yeah, this will be the first Witcher game that I'm actually going to probably buy.
It's true.
I never played the other ones.
I guess you do need to see that, though, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Are you going to play The Witcher 3?
You know, I watched the video for it.
Yeah.
It looks kind of interesting. I might get into it. It
looks pretty good. It looks like the RPG we need in this. Like, Bloodborne just came out, you know, a couple weeks ago. But then, like, there's a gap of games coming out and games we don't know that are coming out yet.
This seems
like it'll be a beefy time waster.
This one seems like, though, like, to me, it seems like a mix, kind of, between Dragon Age Inquisition and Bloodborne. And the reason why I say that is because...
Because the boss battles...
Well, from what I saw, the like, fighting style seemed a lot like Bloodborne, like, from watching you and then watching that. It, like, the guy whenever I watched it, the dude was, like, dodging around, like, way too much, for me. I know some people like that, like, you like Bloodborne, you like doing all that stuff. But I don't like doing that kind of stuff, so it kind of... Like, when I think of... Like a dude's carrying a broad axe or something like that. Like I want a hard, like, just smash on people.
In your face type of thing.
Yeah, like I don't want to, like, try to dodge blows. I want to, like, take the hits but then, like, inflict twice the damage back, you know? Like I want, like, a...
It's hard to do that with, like, sharp objects, though.
I want, like, a freaking, like, Spartan, not Halo Spartan, like an actual Spartan, like, fighting style. Like, where you just run up and you jump and you, like, shield bash and then stab. You know, like, that's the kind of thing I want to do.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
But that also has that whole dialogue thing going on.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like the dialogue was too, like, it wasn't as advanced as Dragon Age, though. Dragon Age seems like...
Not so much, but...
Dragon Age and Mass Effect sometimes seems like they have a little bit too much dialogue.
Tell me your backstory from the past 20 years. Go. And then, like, then he has questions for the backstory and the backstory and the backstory. Like... Yeah, sometimes it can be a little extensive in BioWare games.
Like, I don't care, just get to the point.
Alright, so next up. Did the dog just squeal?
Yeah.
Anyways, next up. This is where most of the non-video game... Oh, no, never mind.
You got one more.
Guitar Hero Live was revealed / announced coming out this year.
I guess I'm just going to turn that around until you get done with that.
So, I was a big fan of Guitar Hero in the PS2 days. Like, PS2. I had the first... Oh, yeah.
PS3.
First one. Guitar Hero came out on the PS2.
No,
the
I know,
original.
But I'm saying, like...
I know, I didn't get into it on the PS3. Like, I played most of my Guitar Hero on PS2.
Really?
Yeah. And maybe some 360.
I was a 360 guy.
But this one... This one's interesting. They're changing things up from the original Guitar Hero formula. They got a new type of guitar with 6 buttons...
It's
going to be
even more confusing.
3 columns split into 2. So you got a top and bottom button for 3 frets.
You know what? You know why they did that? People with small hands.
No, they said they did that because they heard a lot of people saying they couldn't use their pinky very well on...
Well, yeah. On this. I had that problem.
So now you're just using...
I have small fingers. Like, I could never get...
Yeah.
I couldn't spread my first... Like, when you got to get the first note and the fourth note, I couldn't spread my fingers... Easy.
They also said they're doing it because whenever they give you different combinations, like, to do for chord type stuff, it feels like you're actually making a chord than,
crap,
like, just pressing 2 buttons down. Like, it feels like you're playing the neck of the guitar more than, like...
It's really going to kill me.
It's going to be fun. I'm going to get... I don't know if I'm ready to buy Guitar Hero and a new Guitar Hero guitar. Guitar. But, like, if one of my buddies gets it, I'm gonna go over and try it out and be like, yo, this is rad, but I probably won't buy it. Like, I just can't see myself sitting in my room playing.
Does it come with
a
whole set?
Hero.
Like, drums and all
that?
No,
it's just guitar. They're going opposite of Rock Band. They're going just guitar. Don't worry, Rock Band 4 is coming, so... Later. But yeah. And, excuse me, sorry, I got a case of the burps.
Like, I feel like Guitar Hero has better songs, but I like Rock Band.
Rock Band had a crazy amount of songs.
I know, but I mean, like, quality-wise. Like, I feel like a lot of the songs in Rock Band weren't... Like, they didn't make me feel as, like, pumped up as the Guitar Hero.
Because Guitar Hero songs were guitar centric. But Rock Band.
I'm not good with the guitar.
But Rock Band is like whatever. Like they could put any pop song on Rock Band and everybody would be like, awesome.
Well, they're probably going to put like Taylor Swift and.
Probably.
The Jonas Brothers in there.
Probably. But yeah. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. But there's no more cartoon avatars in Guitar Hero.
It's all video.
It's all video, but from the perspective of the guitar player. So, like, you're on stage with the band or with your band.
It's almost like he strapped a GoPro to his face.
Exactly. Which is kind of cool. And they filmed each venue twice, like, for each song or whatever. So, like, one of them was when you're doing good and then when you're doing bad. And so whenever you start doing bad, like, it's hard to see it, but they kind of, like, cut in between them, like, splice them up. So, like, if you start doing bad, then you'll see the bad version of the video.
Yeah, like, all the people in the crowd are, like, getting angry with you and whatnot.
Like, what are you doing? Like, blah, blah, blah. And, like, your bandmates will even approach you, like, are you okay? Like, that kind of stuff. But, and then when you start doing good again, it'll go back to the good video. So, it's kind of interesting. But then, whenever you're not doing, like, that career mode or whatever it is, like, for just pass and play stuff, it's just the music video playing in the background. So, like, your friends can watch the music video while you're playing Guitar Hero, which is kind of a good idea.
Oh, you mean, like, the music video from the actual song?
Yeah.
So, like, if they were doing Fall Out Boy song, they'd have a Fall Out Boy music video?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, it's pretty interesting.
I like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
It makes it more entertaining than just staring at the buttons coming towards you on the screen. For the people not playing.
Well, yeah, for the people, yeah, to the side.
So, yeah. Music games. Sounds like they're making a comeback. We'll see when they actually get released, but I have a feeling it's not going to be as big as when it first
started. I think the reason why the music games kind of died out it was because people started doing more online stuff instead of, like, playing in the same house. Like, I feel like that came out a little bit too late.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least, like, the group... Like, because Guitar Hero was a big hit, but, like, Rock Band, when they came out with the drums and the mic and all that
huge.
Stuff...
Huge.
Like, I feel like they were just kind of came in a little late in their
they were still,
season.
No, well, but I know, they were still, like, a big
No,
deal.
I know that, but I'm saying... I think they would have went a lot... Like, they would have kept making them further if they would have happened a little bit earlier in time. Because mm-hmm. right around the time that I think it was Rock Band 3, 2, I don't remember. Whichever one.
I don't know which way you're
whichever
going.
Whichever one so the last one was.
3.
I feel like it, like, that was right around the time that people started doing, like, online gaming, like, hardcore.
Yeah.
And you don't have friends over to your house to play online gaming. They play at their house and you play at your house. And nobody wants to do that in Rock Band. You all want to be together, you know, like set up and have your drummer sitting on top of your coffee table, you know, up high like they have in the thing.
Never did that.
That would be cool though.
But it would like break so many coffee tables.
It would be awesome. And the drummer has to try to look around the singer because, you know, the singer's always in the middle in the front. So he has to, like, look around just to get his drum
buttons. Sounds a
little
too complicated.
You know how much fun that would be? It'd be really hard for me, though.
All right. Next up on the list. You can't spend too much time on Guitar Hero.
All right. Go ahead.
I guess we're going this way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, just these two first, and then you can do those however. I don't care.
Okay. So... These next ones are too big to ignore, even though they're not necessarily gaming. They are nerd stuff.
Is it still having problems?
Nope. I'm just letting the audience know the struggle to get this damn episode out this week has been incredibly difficult.
What is this, like, the first, like...
This is the first 15 minutes, and we've had 16 problems.
Wow, 15 minutes, really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, we need to hurry. I gotta go to bed.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying, but my computer keeps lying to me anymore. Anyways, the Batman vs. Superman trailer.
Yes. That.
Or the teaser trailer, or the... I don't remember which one it was. It was like 2 minutes, so I'm going to say trailer. Was shown after a fan had recorded it in, like, Brazil or something, and it was all shaky and blurry and stuff, and Zack Snyder was like, here's the trailer, non-blurry, non-shaky.
And so, he kind of gave in to it.
Yeah, I mean...
Whatever.
I mean, what else are you going to do? Like, give the fans...
Yeah, I mean...
Like, I mean, they're showing it on Monday anyways, like, in theaters. Like, people have, like, gotten their seats and everything. And so, like, might as well, like, for the people who know they're not going to go see it, just...
Isn't... What I heard it was going to play... I heard that the Batman vs. Superman and the next ones that we're going to talk about, I heard that they were going to play on a movie that just came out not too long ago. Like, they were going to be trailers in it.
I'm not sure. I know that a lot of theaters had theaters reserved for screening just the trailer for Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah.
I got invited to go, but I will not be able to attend, sadly. But,
You got invited to go?
Yeah.
When?
Today.
What? What?
But I'll be at work.
Today?
No, it's...
No, like, when'd you get tomorrow? Invited?
It's tomorrow.
Joe, I think that they'll understand.
They did, yeah. I don't understand...
No, I think work would understand.
Oh, no, I'm covering a guy's shift, though, so that's like that's the thing.
That guy's probably going. He probably screwed you over so that he could go watch the trailer.
Pretty sure he said it was his girlfriend's birthday.
Yeah, that's what I would say, too.
Can we just, like, talk about the stuff before this thing shits out on us again?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Batman vs. Superman trailer. It was awesome. Next topic. Sorry, I'm just extremely frustrated today.
Grumpy Joe.
But no, it looked cool.
You're just having a hard time today. Like,
my heart's not in it right now.
Nothing's not working for you.
Oh, man. It's because I know, like, in 15 minutes it's going to cut out again.
You can feel it in your soul.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's just like, it's like knowing, like, if I walk out that door, I'm going to get hit in the nuts. So I might as well just stay in here. So I'm just going to stay in this 15 minutes for as long as possible. But you watched the Batman vs. Superman trailer also. What'd you think?
It's cool. I don't know. Like, I don't want to get too much into it because...
We're about to get hit in the nuts. Yeah, I understand. Yeah,
well, no. I feel like you aren't... Like, right now, I feel like your attitude isn't... Don't go out of the room. I feel like your attitude right now is like, let's just get it over with. Like, so I don't want to, like, get too into it, but...
No, go ahead. Dive in and I'll bounce, because...
No, I don't know. It looked really good to me. There's a lot of things that I was curious about, like a lot of people I feel like were kind of curious about his voice, Batman's voice, mm-hmm. in the whole situation. Just because it sounded weird.
Here's
kind of like robotic almost.
Here's my theory. Okay. So he's in the bat armor. Okay.
True.
In the trailer, the mouth is open. But I think, like, there's a shield that goes in front of it. Like this.
Okay.
Like, kind of like a knight's helmet. Because somehow he's going to be able to induce the Kryptonian atmosphere to make Superman weaker so that he can make him bleed, as he says. So when that shield comes over like a rebreather or something, like, he has his voice coming out through a device, like a modular device.
I have another question for you.
Yes.
And this goes back to the Superman movie.
Man of Steel.
Yeah, Man of Steel. There you go. Okay, so this goes back to that. And this is just something that I thought was a possibility and I always thought was kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know how, like, when he has the little... Like, basically everything that they had that's made out of...
The codex?
The codex. His little stick.
The skull?
No, the little stick.
Yeah.
His USB
yeah.
flash drive thing that has the S on it, or mm-hmm. the symbol for hope, or whatever the crap that is.
Yeah.
So, like, that stuff looks like it's made out of, like, a metal or, a rock material. Mm-hmm. Do you think that that's kryptonite?
Like, a lot of people think that... because Zod's armor, remember when Zod took his armor off at one point to fight Superman in the last movie? A lot of people think, like, based on all the technology that had crashed and burned into Metropolis, that either Lex Luthor or Batman are going to come up with a weakness based on those materials.
Well, no, but
so, like, kryptonite-esque.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though, is, like, so, whenever Zod and Superman's daddy, mm-hmm. whatever that dude's name was, when they got into a fight, right?
Jor-El.
And they had their armor on and all that stuff. Yeah. He stabs him with that blade that comes out of his armor. So,
well, they're also normal humans.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying, like, the what always went through my head when I watched that movie is that everything that they have that is made out of all that stuff, like, that seems to me like that is this guy's version of, like, kryptonite.
I know it could not, be like, that metal,
it's not glowing green and right. you know, all this stuff. But that's what I'm saying, like, whenever I watched this trailer, like, if you look real closely, it almost looks like Batman's armor, that metal suit that he has like little holes in it.
Mm.
Almost like it's made out of like a stone or like a really like raw form of metal.
Mm.
Almost like he like yeah. forged it himself out of this metal. Maybe that's like a kryptonite suit.
Possible.
So that like when he's near him, he can't like
he can't punch through it.
Yeah, like it's not as strong because he could punch through our steel, but he can't punch through his own steel. Yeah. So maybe it's something kind of like that. That's my take on
that. I mean, that's probably where they're going with like with the kryptonite thing. Like, I don't think it's going to be the green glowing rocks.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
But that would make sense that.
Because they did the same thing.
The metal that
like,
they make.
The only reason why I think that way about these movies now is because whenever, because this is the same guy that did the Dark Knight trilogy, right?
No.
No?
This is Zack Snyder, the guy who did 300 and Sucker Punch. And
no, but didn't he, no, I mean, not this guy. Didn't the same guy that did that did the Superman one? That did the Batman show? The Dark Knight, the guy that did The Dark Knight, what's his name?
That's Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
This is Zack Snyder.
Didn't he do the Superman movie,
though? No.
He didn't?
No. That was Zack Snyder. All this is from after Dark Knight Rises.
I know it's
Man
separate.
Of Steel was Zack Snyder.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I know it's separate. But no, like, what made me think about that was, I don't know why, I thought these guys, he did the same one, but, like,
he was a producer.
You know the whole situation with in The Dark Knight Rises with Bane. Bane is not like his comic book character, like with his mask. He looks a lot the same, but it's not really like, he's not all like steroided out and all that stuff, you know? That's what made me kind of think in that process.
Yeah, it's because Christopher Nolan didn't really want like superpowers in his universe.
Exactly, yeah.
So like he kind of nixed it and found his own way to interpret it or whatever.
Well,
but this is his full, like Zack Snyder stuff is full-fledged superhero stuff. So expect that whatever they come up with, they probably will call kryptonite, is what I'm thinking. So,
well, yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Like, I wouldn't expect Superman to call it that because he just kind of sees it as that. He doesn't mm-hmm. really understand that. But, like, Batman being the guy that he is,
yeah,
kind of looks into stuff. He would be like, look, here's this metal. It's from Krypton.
Kryptonite.
Like, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's my take on that. I think it'll be good, though. It looks good.
It's that trailer was actually pretty historic because that is the first time in live action to see Superman and Batman on the same screen, which is kind of interesting.
It's kind of dark and shadowy, though.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see them, like, standing, like, holding each other's arms.
Mm.
I sent you that cartoon a while back that it was, like, Batman and Superman, and they're standing there, and then Superman's like, okay, well, I'll see you there, and Batman's like, hey, Superman.
And he rides on his back.
He rides on his back, and he's got his knees up, and he's like holding his knees like a little kid.
So stupid. But, but apparently, well, we don't know where the fight takes place in Batman v Superman in the movie, but in The Dark Knight Returns, that fight between him and Superman takes place in Crime Alley, where Bruce Wayne's parents were murdered. And it was very rainy and very muddy there, so it probably was in Gotham. So, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that we don't know about the movie. Like, what is Lex Luthor? What is Lex Luthor up to? We don't really know yet.
Probably fighting zombies right about now.
That doesn't make any sense.
You know, because he was in Zombieland, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just had to do it.
Next one. What's the next one?
Either of those three. Survey says...
Okay, we're going to stick with the movies right now. So, let's talk about probably the biggest news.
Let's do this one first. The lower...
Well, then that just messed up my whole segue.
Go from the slow to the big. Like, go from little to big. Go little to superstar.
Fine. I'm being told it sounds how to good. Host my own show.
It sounds good.
So, but then it knocks off the chronology. Like, Force Awakens was announced first.
Fine, screw it. Just go.
So the biggest news this week, a new Force Awakens trailer. This time with more characters and more...
Wait, there's people. Two?
Huh?
There's two?
There's two trailers.
What?
You never saw the first one? You're like 6 months behind. How did you never see the first Star Wars trailer?
I stopped hanging out with my dad.
Wow.
Wow. You didn't tell me about it?
Do you just live in a black hole and just come out every once in a while?
You know what? You know what I've realized, Joe? I'm that way about this stuff, and you're that way about, like, songs that come on the radio.
Yes, that's because I don't have a radio.
I don't have anything to watch this crap on.
You have a computer.
I'm not going to go out and watch it. I'm not going to research stuff. Dude, I work. When I get home, I just want to sit.
I sit and look at my computer and see what happens. And it's usually really cool stuff. You should try it out sometime. It's this thing called the internet.
I use the internet all the time.
Oh, really?
For Call of Duty and Battlefield.
Yo, bro, let's get some brews and zahs and play some dudes. That's what you just sounded like.
What is that?
That says, let's get some pizza and beer and play Call of Duty. That's your bro translation.
That sounds like so much fun to me, though. Maybe not beer. I'd do whiskey, but pizza, whiskey, and Call of Duty, I could do that. I'd probably get angry.
You're disappointed.
Now, I would
probably do
Halo, though. For real, though, I would probably do Halo. If I was going to do that, if I was going to sit back and treat myself, Halo storyline for real. All the way.
Force Awakens, trailer number 2 came out. Somehow Casey missed the first one like 6 months ago.
Maybe I did see it, I just don't remember. I didn't have a stroke today.
You did.
Is my eye twitching?
Episode 28, also called The Shit Cast, because everything here went to shit, apparently.
I feel like it's turning out to be pretty fun. I'm laughing a lot more than you, though.
I don't even know what to say. Like, I'm so far off right now.
It was good.
No, this one was actually really freaking awesome. Because we get Luke talking to somebody. We don't really know who it is, though. A lot of people think...
He said, I have it.
My sister has it. My father had it.
And you have it, too.
So which I'm pretty sure he's talking to the young man. I don't remember his name. The actor.
C-3PO. He's had it all along.
What? Whatever the... like you have the new chick. I don't remember her name either. And then you have the new dude, the two young characters. I don't remember their names. But I'm pretty sure he's talking to the young man in the trailer. With, like, the one who's got the stormtrooper suit on and he's, like, freaking out like they're breaking into somewhere.
The black guy?
I can't remember his name, though.
I don't remember either.
But I'm pretty sure that's who Luke's talking to.
Is that supposed to be his son?
No. I would assume it's not his son.
I heard some people talking about that one day. They thought that was going to be like his kid.
Well, the thing is that Luke is a Jedi. The Jedis don't usually have children. So.
He could, you know.
I don't think. I'm pretty sure it's not his kid. It's probably somebody who just, you know, happened upon Luke. Like Luke happened upon Obi-Wan, you know.
Kind of, yeah. Okay. I see where you're going with that. Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I'm thinking. Like, there's going to be, like, there's going to be a lot of similarities, I believe, in episode 4 as in episode 6.
Luke's going to end up being, like, old Ben.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's going to be a boss. Throwing stuff around with his, like, force powers.
Now, you know what it's going to be is the dude's going to show up and he's like, hey, I can do this thing with my hands. And somebody told me I needed to come see you. And he's like, ooh, let me show you. And he, like, walks over and, like, picks his keys up off the coffee table. He was like, ooh.
And then Jar Jar Binks comes in and ruins everything.
Well, I think he's probably dead by now, right? Because that's...
We hope so.
Because that's, like, way
yeah.
in the future.
Yeah. If he's not dead, then they should kill him off first thing in the movie.
Disney's going to bring him back. I guarantee you. And they're going to let Justin Bieber do his voice.
No. The opening scene in Star Wars Episode 6, it's a dark room. They turn this bright light on, and you see Jar Jar sitting there.
Cuffed to a table.
Yeah, cuffed to a table. And they're like, where is it? He's like, Misa don't know. And then they just like, I'm done with this. And they shoot him in the head. And then it pans out. And then we see Tatooine. And then it goes on with the rest of the story. That way, it clarifies from there on out, Jar Jar's dead. We don't have to deal with him anymore.
Let me alternate it just a little bit.
Okay.
Here's what
Well,
it is an alternate, technically. But you're right. So, dark room. They turn the light up. Jar Jar's cuffed to the table. And then the guy that turns the light up steps out of the room and closes the door. And they turn the lights on and Batman steps out. Where are the other dogs going? Boosh!
That would work also. I would like to see that.
If we could get somebody to CGI over the Dark Knight.
Or even just hand-drawn.
Like do it over. Oh my god! Like a cartoon. How it should have ended.
Yeah. That would be great.
Oh, we might have to talk to my dad about that.
He's just sitting at the table. It's just like
he looks so like innocent and peaceful, and Batman.
He's like got a smile on his face, and then just like Misa,
just kills him. Like slams his head down. Batman, you killed him.
No, he's just sleeping. Oh man!
Jesus.
So.
Jar Jar.
Man, screw Jar Jar.
I wish they would have just left, like, the Gungans in general. Just leave all that out. Figure out another way around
it. Or just the first three movies. Just leave them all out.
Honestly, I think I could have been okay with them without Jar Jar
and the Gungans. I would have been okay with them if they just never existed.
I liked them.
I didn't.
I don't think they were as good of, quality. You know what? They just used too much CGI and all that crap.
They really did.
I like the old ones whenever, like, even though it does look a little, like, cheesy, I like the old ones because, like,
it's tangible.
They actually did the stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it was cool.
Yeah. And they didn't spend, like, 2.5 movies talking about trade laws.
Another thing is that they, like, the first three seemed like, there was enough, like, myth and lore going on.
You didn't know
but
everything.
It focused on what it needed to be focused on. That wasn't me.
It's probably me.
It focused on what needed to be focused on. Like, they didn't
The people.
They didn't, like, try to explain all this other crap and go... Yeah, she was just yelping. They didn't try to, like, be like, okay, look, here's what's going on, but here's, like, 50 different other things that you don't know about, but we're going to try to explain to you just from being around it.
They also didn't kill the bad guy in the first movie either, so...
Killed one of the bad guys.
They didn't
Darth Maul.
That's what I'm saying.
Chopped him in half.
That happened in the first... Not... In the first of the trilogy. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
like,
so,
Darth Maul should have been there the whole thing. Yeah.
The fourth movie.
Yeah. No, that's the first movie. Because it was...
But it's four.
It came out first.
You are correct.
It came out first. Yeah.
God's will.
Yeah.
Yes. I agree with you on that. It was confusing for me. Because you said first, and
like,
I'm thinking one.
Like, they didn't kill Darth Vader in A New Hope. Because then they were like, oh, we need an overarching story. But instead...
Well, yeah, they had to have a reason. See, but the thing is about the first one, I feel like they didn't... like they showed you that the Emperor was there, but they didn't really like put too much like into it. They were like, look, Darth Maul's a bad guy, but he's taking orders from this person. They didn't show you too much about it.
So was Darth Vader.
But no, I know that, but they didn't really, like, Darth Vader seemed like he was a lot more, like, in charge than Darth Maul. Darth Maul was just kind of like, all right, just tell me what to do. He didn't, like, command an entire fleet or anything.
He should have been the main bad guy for the whole world, though.
Darth Maul?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, through one, dude, two, and three. He was awesome.
You know, he comes back, shame, though, in the cartoons, right?
Yeah, I know. I don't care. He should have never died in the first place.
He has, like, robot legs, though. They look weird. Because he would have been a really cool, like, adversary,
yeah,
to have throughout the,
exactly, whatever. Instead they had Count Dooku with the terrible name and the terrible lightsaber. Well, look, it's curved on,
yeah,
the,
yeah, I don't get that.
Anyways,
it seems confusing.
Before I start ranting,
like I'd cut my leg off or something
about the prequels,
because I'm good with that kind of stuff, but I would probably chop my leg off if I,
let's just hope J.J. Abrams doesn't mess this up.
J.J. Abrams.
So in addition to the Force Awakens trailer, we also got a bootleg version. We also got a bootleg version of the Rogue One teaser trailer.
Now, we're not saying that we did watch it, but we're not saying that we didn't watch it.
It's on the internet. You can...
Josh.
We watched it.
Plausible deniability.
But this movie has me really excited because, like, spinoff movies are always great. Like, or even spinoffs in general. Like, Better Call Saul. Like, I saw the first two episodes. I didn't get to see the rest of it. But, great spinoff from the Breaking Bad universe. I'm in the middle of something.
I know.
So, Rogue One takes place in between episode 3 and episode 4 of Star Wars.
Yes.
And it is a group of rogue, rebel soldiers attempting to steal the plans for the Death Star from the Empire.
Truth.
So it's like a, so, and it's
is this what they told us about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's what they told us about the movie. The cinematographer is the same person who did Zero Dark Thirty, so like it's gonna have that kind of vibe to it, most likely, like stealth mission. Like, it seems like a dark, serious spin-off movie from the Star Wars series. Has me really excited. Like, seeing, like, the equivalent of Navy SEALs or SEAL Team 6 going after the most coveted planes in the galaxy. Can't wait for it.
We should go ahead and just say that this is our...
No, because the next one is our main one.
Yeah, but I got more to say on the other ones, too.
But we already finished the Force Awakens.
No, you rushed me. I wasn't done.
Our off-topic of the week is Star Wars.
I have discussion topics for you.
Our off-topic of the week is Star Wars.
All right, you ready for this?
Sure, whatever. Okay, go.
So...
Because this show has no rails anymore. It's just...
We said that was going to be the off-topic, was Star Wars.
I figured this one was going to be...
You didn't clarify.
Whatever. Go ahead. Go.
I'm going to go get you a Snickers, because you're being grumpy.
Just go ahead.
Don't be grumpy.
Just go ahead.
Okay, so one thing, I have one thing about both of these, which is why I was trying to stop you before we move too far.
For people who think I'm being a douche, I was smirking the whole time. So, not that big of an
It's radio.
Asshole.
It doesn't matter. All right, seriously though, because I actually read something about this on the internets.
No way, you actually use it.
Well, like earlier when we were talking about it. I was looking up some. But anyways, actually, I think it was on a... No, it was on Instagram. Sorry. It wasn't internets. I mean, technically it was internets, but you got what I'm saying. Not like internet. It's Instagram nets. So, I saw a thing, right, and it got me wondering. They say that... Because Chewbacca's like freaking old.
But they live longer than humans.
Well, I know that. But he hasn't changed his appearance at all. And it's been like really long.
Well, I was reading something about this also. It says that every 4 human years is essentially 1 Wookiee year. So it's been like what, 36 years, give or take, from the...
Something like that, yeah.
From the last Star Wars movie that Chewbacca was in. So, give me a second.
Well, wait a minute, though. You can't say the last... It's been 36 years in the timeline?
No, like, in real time.
See, but that doesn't count, though. You can't say in, like, in our world. You have to think about in their world how old he would be. Because in... I don't remember which one it was, 1, 2, or 3. There was one where they went to the Wookiee homeworld. Yoda went, and he said hello, Chewbacca. Like, he knows him.
In what movie?
In one of the it was the either the first, second, or third one. Yoda is on the Wookiee homeworld, and he says something to Chewbacca. Oh, Chewbacca's standing there with him.
I think I'm gonna vomit.
And he looks just like he does in 4, 5, and 6.
Well, yeah.
Then,
because Wookiees can live like up to 400 years.
Well, I know that, but that what I'm trying to get at is like, even if it's just like a certain amount of time through that, if you take it by like percentages, like if 400 years to him is like what, like 80 years to us or something. You know what I'm saying? Like if that's his full lifetime, and our full lifetime is usually about like 80 or 90 years, right? Even if he's just progressed a little bit throughout this timeline here, he would still show some sort of aging.
Yeah, I mean, there is differences in the suit in episode 7 than there were in episode 6.
He looks almost exactly alike to me.
His eyes are a little smaller, and his nose has changed color a little bit. I'm just saying what I fucking saw. I gotta write that down because you're making me freaking
cuss. His fur's all the same color. Yeah, we're having a discussion here.
I know, but like you looked at me like I was an idiot.
But like, how can you tell just on like the eyes and the nose?
You grab another picture from one of the movies and you compare them. His eyes are smaller. His nose is a slightly different color. Anyways, so since episode 6 has come out and to now, it's essentially been 8.5 Wookiee years. So it hasn't been that long, and he has changed slightly when you look at the costumes.
Why would that be less?
What do you mean?
It would be more for him.
No. Because 4 human years is 1 Wookiee year. Essentially. Like dogs. Like 7 years.
Yeah, but that's backwards then.
Yeah, but I'm saying like Wookiees have longer, so 4 human years.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So it hasn't been that long for Chewie.
Well, still, 8 years though.
Yeah.
When you were 8, you looked a lot different from when you were a baby.
Yeah, but he was also, like, basically, like...
Because how many years would that be? Oh, no, it would be 8 for him. Exactly, right?
Like, in the original trilogy, he was essentially, like, an early 20s. So, like, you don't change that much from 21 to 29, or 20 to 28.
I did. I got a beer gut.
But I'm saying, you get what I'm saying, like, you're done growing, usually you're done growing. Like, you know, it's not that big of a difference. And he doesn't look exactly the same.
Pretty damn close.
Okay, screw it, go to the Rogue One.
Okay, so the Rogue One thing, one of those that I was kind of curious about, we kind of touched on it right before the podcast, was at the end of it, it shows, like, it's like kind of like you're standing on the planet. And you can see the Death Star.
Yeah, the like, top half of it.
Yeah, it almost looks like a moon. Almost.
A very close
like,
moon.
Yeah, like. But you can see the smaller ring where the laser comes from and all that jazz.
Yeah.
So my question is, to me, is because one thing you said, the first thing you said whenever we were talking about it is that it looks like it almost like crashed into it or something
before we knew when it took place. Exactly. Yeah.
And then when we were talking about it, we discussed the possibility of maybe it's like extremely close to the planet, so they don't have to go so far to build it.
Exactly, that's the theory right now.
That's what everybody's thinking.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
because you imagine though, like that's probably
it's like the Destiny Orb, the like, Traveler. Like,
oh yeah, well that's not nearly that big. Not, though.
Yeah.
But like it seems to me, it's that's kind of an interesting thing to think about because you. You imagine, like, they say, like, if our moon relative to Earth was any closer or farther, like, crap would go haywire.
Yeah, but like, the great the
tides
thing,
and all that stuff.
The great thing about being in a different galaxy, different laws of physics and whatnot, really, which is fantastic. Yeah. So, but they can pull stuff.
I like to think about that though. Yeah, yeah. Like what if they built that next to that planet originally, and this planet was like even more like had more like greenery and all this stuff, and now. Even though it still has a lot from our, like our point of view, maybe it's not nearly as much as it used to be.
Yeah,
because it had like a
slowly killing
like
the planet.
It's like slowly killing it off.
I'm just really excited to see a different angle on the Star Wars universe, and this one's going in a different like it's focusing on one mission, like a small squad of characters, and it seems like it's going to be like they're going to be against.
Well, you know, they said...
Intimidating odds and whatnot.
I had heard that they said that... or Disney... Is Disney doing this one? Rogue One?
Disney's...
I know they have the rights to it, but I'm saying...
I don't remember who's directing it.
Are they pushing it hard?
Sure.
Anyways, so like I heard that in The Force Awakens, whenever Lucas sold the rights to Star Wars to Disney for that insane amount of money, that Disney actually told him, like, yes... We own it. We're doing it, but we would like to have you there as an advisor. Like they want
George.
Yeah, they want his input on it. They said
you know what they did with his episode 7 script, right?
They said that they really wanted him to like be there to like make sure that they were sticking to like the universe that he had built.
Yeah, but I don't think that's a thing anymore. I don't think they're really because well, I remember they like George Lucas gave them a script for 7 and they totally rejected it, and that's when they brought in. J.J. Abrams.
No. I know that. But the last thing I had heard was, like, because he said that he was done with it. Whenever he handed it over, he said, I'm done with it. So, like, the last thing that I had heard was that he basically told them, like, I'm not going to direct this. I'm not going to do this movie. But I will, like, make sure that you don't screw up my legacy or whatever. Like, because... It would throw you off a lot if they came in and was like, you know what, we're just going to start redoing everything and just make all this crap up as we go along.
I mean, that's
kind
of what they did, though.
Not really.
They ditched the expanded universe, all that stuff that was written by
other people. That's not what I'm talking about.
I know, but like that, they said that doesn't exist in our
new I know
universe.
That, but that wasn't written by Lucas. That's what I'm saying.
It was approved by him.
They said that they were going to bring him in so that, like, whenever they come up with these ideas. That it didn't contradict something in his vision for it. Because, like, I know all the other stuff that was written, like, after that is all kind of, like, just made up. Just like the Halo stuff is kind of, like, other people's stories based on the universe that has been created. But the people who actually made Halo are the ones that can come in and say, no, that's not how it works. This is the universe that we have laid out, and this is what happens in this universe. These are the things, these are whatever. But like they made it seem like they would come to him and say, like, is this something that would happen? Like, this is what we're gonna do with the thing. Is this something that would happen? And I'm not saying that they would say, we're gonna put this species in here. Should we put them in like this or not? It's more of like, we're gonna put these guys in here. What color do you think they should be?
I don't think that's not really how it works, though. Like, what by George Lucas saying he's gonna like, I don't even remember hearing him saying this, but like, overlook things like that to that extent. Like, they'll give him a copy of the script, or they gave him a copy of the script. He'll read it. He'll say something that he wants changed or whatever, and they're like, "Well, sorry, it's ours."
No, not like that. No,
like that. But that's how it is. That's what I'm saying. Like. George Lucas has no say in what happens in these movies.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's what I'm like. That's what it is, though. That's what's happening now. George Lucas doesn't have any say in how these movies are playing out.
I know that.
Okay.
That's what I'm not saying that he does. I'm saying
that's
that
what it sounded like.
That they're asking him like what he thinks about it. That's what I'm saying. They come up to him and they're telling him this is what we're doing with it, but what do you think about it? Because a lot of the people. That are making this movie grew up watching these movies.
Yeah.
And they don't want to like screw up. Like of course it's going to be new.
Then again, George Lucas screwed it up himself, so I wouldn't ask that guy for any favors.
Yeah, you could be right about that.
Yeah.
But I know that they did say something to him about it about doing that. And he agreed that he would, but he doesn't want to be a part of it. He's not getting paid for it. He doesn't want like his name on anything.
Yeah, he shouldn't touch it.
He basically just
should stay as far away from
him
as possible.
They basically are just trying to make sure that like like Luke's past is a specific thing, and that's mm-hmm. that's what has molded him. So they want to make sure that whenever they try to do things like what would Luke do here,
that's all up to the writers.
No, I know that, but I know for a fact they said it, because me and my dad watched an interview with Lucas on it. They said something about him working with it.
I'm going to Google this.
Because they asked him for they asked him for advice. They wanted to know like how the world was going to be, or how the world was. They wanted to make sure that all of their like shit lined up correctly. Like stuff like how do the Wookiees age? Because that's been in.
I mean, mine was a guesstimation.
No. But I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. You don't know for sure, but George Lucas has created that character, and he knows exactly what they should be and how they should age and whatnot. That's just something that they would want to know. Like, well, how does this work? And if they want to roll off of that, they can. But that's why they wanted him to be like a I don't know the name for that position.
It says creative consultant.
Yeah.
But, like, last they heard, like, J.J. hasn't really asked George Lucas any questions. Like, he's just going on it on his own.
That's just what I heard. I heard that they were going to ask him
for, this one's like, saying, like, he's glad, like, blah, 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 hold on, blah, blah.
Your thing, it's got to be when you get on the internet.
It's not. Because it just does it whenever I'm not doing anything.
It sounds like it's, like, cooking right now. Like, it's just trying really hard to keep up.
But, yeah, it seems like he didn't have a plan to make new episodes. So, from here on out, it can be up to anybody.
Who, Lucas?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said...
He didn't have any plans.
He said after 1, 2, and 3 that he was done.
Thank goodness.
Like, he didn't want to do any more.
Because if he would have gone further...
But although, dude, like, how much did he get? He got paid, like, what was it, like, $4 billion or something like that?
I can't remember.
He got paid a lot of money for, honestly, dude, if they would have came up to me and been like, hey, we want to give you this amount of money for that, to be completely honest, I would have been like, screw you. No, that's not happening.
I think he realized that.
I'd still let him make it.
My last three movies sucked. So I'm going to give it over to somebody else, and maybe they can make it better.
I would still let him make it. I'd be like,
you
I'm
would
not
let
gonna...
George Lucas make?
No, I would let Disney make it.
Oh.
I wouldn't sell it to them, but I would be like, here, make it.
Man.
Go ahead. But I wouldn't sell it to him.
But anyways, we were talking about Rogue One. I think we're done with that.
Well, we were talking about the planet thing.
Yeah. Another big thing. This one's the last and biggest game-related thing. So, and we got about 12 minutes left, so we should probably jump into that, too.
I don't know a lot about it, so...
It's true.
It's hard for me to talk on stuff like that, because I don't know anything about it.
Battlefront. Got a new trailer.
Made by EA and DICE.
Yep.
Or
developers. Who are the Battlefield developers.
Yeah.
So...
But you hate Battlefield, Joe.
No.
You hate Battlefield today.
Yeah, I do hate Battlefield today.
Oh, God, no!
Because it's stupid.
What if Battlefront ends up being bad?
Here's why it's not going to be.
And wait, answer that question real quick. Not from your point of view.
I'm about to before you cut me off, so rudely.
What if Battlefront ends up being bad? In general. Like, for everybody. What if it ends up being bad? Riots in the streets, Joe.
Yeah, basically.
You think so?
I'll tip a truck over.
You think people will get mad?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Because it's hyped right now.
Yeah.
It's hyped up
big. It's a big deal. Like, we haven't... The last Star Wars game that came out, I think, was The Force Unleashed 2, I believe.
Yeah.
And if I'm thinking
basically
correctly.
All of the Star Wars games other than Battlefront and, like, you know, the big MMORPG stuff that they make have been solely focused on one guy, and that's usually a Jedi or a Sith.
But what this is going to do is, like, it's hard to explain, but I can tell you the moment that I was on board was while watching. Like, it's in engine, it's not gameplay, this new trailer, but a lot of people who have seen the gameplay say it's not far off from what they saw, like, gameplay-wise. But what convinced me was when a blaster shot hits one of the tree trunks on Endor. It's not just a bullet hole or whatever. It's a little puff of smoke, just like you see in the movies. And so, when I saw that, I was like, they're nailing this. Like, they're completely analyzed. Like, it's not just a reskin of Battlefield. Like, this is, like, top to bottom a Star Wars game. Like, they're redoing everything. They're not just putting a new skin pack on it.
Yeah, I mean.
And so, that has me on board. I want to see some gameplay myself, though, to make even more judgments. But as of, like, from what I've seen and heard and read, they're going in the right direction, for sure.
So let me ask you a question. Being EA and DICE,
yeah,
do you think that they'll have a beta?
Or
do you think this is too big of a deal? Like, they don't want people to see it before the release?
It's probably one of those things, because it's coming out this year. So if they were going to do one, it would be within the next couple months.
Well, but I last I remembered, when I played Battlefield 3 beta, Battlefield 3 came out not too long after.
Mm.
But yep, that was just the multiplayer, so you don't really know.
Because this is supposed to come out in November, and you play it up until the movie comes out, and then they release DLC for free called the Battle of Jakku, which is the new planet that we see in the trailer with this crashed Star Destroyer in the background. It's apparently that battle where the Star Destroyer falls into the planet.
I have a question for you, real quick, about the Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I guess if it happened more recently, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if the Star Destroyer crashes, right? Because that seems like, if it's a Star Destroyer, it seems like it probably crashed around the same time that Darth Vader kind of died off.
Not necessarily.
Maybe.
It's...
That's what I took into it. But that's not the question.
Because the death of Vader did not mean the death of the Empire. Like, it was...
But they lost their leadership, though.
They did. But they also reformed. They're still, like, a superpower.
Yeah.
Like, they're still there. Somebody surely stepped in, which is probably what we're going to find out.
The guy with the face mask.
Maybe. I don't know yet. Like,
he's got the little blockers on his lightsaber.
Or exhaust ports. We don't know which ones they are yet.
I heard they were blockers.
If they were, if it was a cross guard, wouldn't it just be, like, connected to the lightsaber? Instead of, like, having metal pieces in between? I don't know. It just seems a little silly.
That depends, though. Because a lot of people have theories based on the lightsabers, on how the lightsabers are actually built. And one of the things that my dad always kind of talked to me about, because he's, you know, mm-hmm. you've talked to him before. He's, like, the biggest Star Wars nerd I know. Like, if you ask him a question, he can give you an answer, mm-hmm. like, right off the bat. He always kind of made it seem like the lightsaber is a laser. It's a Star Wars world kind of laser. And the way that it works is that they have figured out a way in this device to take the laser, shoot it out in almost a straight line, and then make it loop and come straight back down on top of itself. And in some of the older movies, you can actually see whenever they move, when they turn it a certain direction, it almost becomes flat. Because they say that that's why it does that, because there's, like, one beam goes up, and then it basically peaks, and then comes back down. So it kind of looks like an actual sword. But whenever you see episodes 1, 2, and 3, it's more of just round altogether. So, like, a lot of people have a problem with that. But if that's the case, and this is what I'm getting at here, if that's the way it works, and that's based off of the original one, there's no way for this right here... Like, there's no theory behind it on how it could possibly, like, go up a little bit and then come out to the side.
But here, like, the way cross guards have worked in the expanded universe is you would have the normal saber part.
True.
But then there would be a port that comes out and, like, curves around the side. They would have two of them, like that. And it was two other ports that shot out two other little sabers, tinier ones. So, like, it was all one thing, but from three different ports. But this one one has the metal pieces in between the main saber and the cross guards.
Yeah, it's got, like, a little section, which, if a lightsaber slid down the side of that...
You can't be screwed.
Caught that edge, it's just going to lop it right off. right?
In theory. Some people say, no, I wouldn't do that because of the lightsaber.
Like, if it
the hilt itself has the whole... what. But my theory is...
like, if it had this whole thing...
exactly.
It would just cut it straight through the edge there.
But my theory is, because in the original teaser, he turns it on, saber goes up, and then the ports come out. So my theory is, this kid didn't know how to make a lightsaber very well, because he's not really a Jedi or Sith.
Could be true.
So he made a janky one, and it was so powerful that he had to put exhaust ports on the side and, like, disperse the excess energy. That's a theory a lot of people have been tossing around, and that's the one I'm going with, because that sound, because they had models of it in Anaheim at the Star Wars Celebration.
True.
There's, like, exposed wires and stuff. It's a very rough-looking hilt, so it looks...
do you think,
like, he didn't really know how to make one.
Do you think maybe he found that somewhere? Like
that could,
like,
be possible,
like, maybe
too,
it was
yeah.
broken and he just kind of dug it out and did what he could to fix it?
Could be. Could be what awakens the Force. Who knows?
I don't know about
some
that.
Weird artifacts. But I don't know.
That's an interesting thing to think about. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of the crossguard, to be honest. Like, the way you said the first one where it has the things come back around so that it actually does block it, I can understand that. Or if they built it to where it would... you know, the one laser came up like this, and then these ones went like this.
Yeah,
all from the same port. I can understand that a little bit, and then maybe like this port was just kind of like bulbous a little bit, like it's like a lot bigger right here, so that it goes like that. You know,
talking about drawing on a radio show.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
You good?
It basically would look like a flashlight.
Yeah,
you have your handle, but the top of it would be a little bit bigger, and that's because it has to figure out a way to bend. And push those out at a 45-degree angle close to the actual blade. But, I don't know. It's something really fun to talk about. Technically, you can never really tell. That's the one thing.
Until the movie comes out.
That's the one thing about, well, see, but you don't know. They might not even tell us.
They
might
probably
just
won't.
Be like, hey, look, here's this thing. It's got this crap hanging off the side of it.
And it'll serve, like, one purpose, and it'll be the weakness of the main character, and you'll be like, oh,
it's going to be one of those things. You know how, like, you see gladiators, like, after they swing their sword, they take it, and they, like, punch somebody in the face with it? That's what he's going to do. He's going to take that little edge piece, and he's just going to be like, he's going to, like, block, and then punch, like, right in the face, and the dude's going to be like,
But yeah, Battlefront.
Sorry. there's so much more for me to talk about with this shit, because I know.
But Battlefront. So far, we know there's going to be Endor and Hoth.
Indoor and outdoor?
Endor, the planet.
You look like somebody just killed your puppy.
I'm defeated right now. I'm so tired. This thing has cut out on us 15 times. Hopefully, if we got it back up and running, they won't notice.
Did it three times. I've been counting.
Whatever. But we have Endor, Hoth, and Jakku. Those are the three confirmed places.
Truth.
And it sounds like they're only going to launch with four maps, not including Jakku, the DLC stuff.
Yes.
Because this is mainly a multiplayer game, but they did say that there will be single-player missions, not necessarily a storyline, but, like, missions, I guess. And then they also said there's going to be co-op, including same-screen couch co-op.
True.
Which is cool. I can't wait to fly some snow speeders and some X-Wings and shoot a blaster, like, in a Star Wars battle. It's going to be fun. It's been... because I was a big fan of Battlefront 1 and 2. I had Battlefront 2 on my PSP. Played that crap all day long. Because in Battlefront 2...
PSP was a horrible handheld device.
False. Tens of millions of people bought them. Not tens, but a lot of people bought them.
I bought one.
It
was a disappointment to me, though.
Oh, man, I enjoyed mine so much.
I'm used to the two sticks. Like, that thing.
But in Battlefront 2, you could go from first to third person. They're bringing that back in this new Battlefront. So you can swap from first to third person on the fly and whatnot. We probably need to wrap it up, though. We're getting close to our time. Thank goodness, because the show has been a train wreck.
I have one question, though, on Battlefront. I got one more. I was saving this.
Okay.
And I kind of asked you this earlier. Do you think when they make Battlefront,
Make it quick.
And I'm not saying that it's going to be like Battlefield.
Quicker.
But do you think that they'll have the kind of like you can get in vehicles and it's more like Conquest almost? Do you think it's going to be something like that?
Well, they said like you can't just like run over and hop into an X-Wing. Like you'll jump into them and then you'll be part of the aerial battle. But the air vehicles communicate with the ground people. So like if they need something blown up, then an X-Wing can fly over and blow it up for them. But like, it's not the hectic and craziness that is in Battlefield. Like, I'm just going to jump in the next wing so that I can bail out over there and get a sweet sniper spot. So it's spot.
Almost like EVE Online and Dust should have been. Almost, kind of. How they kind of, like, coincide.
No, it's just, it's like Battlefront. Like, Battlefront was the same way. Like,
I didn't play it, so I don't know.
Like, there was, like, a main spawn point, but, like, that was disgusting.
Did you hear it in the mic?
Yeah.
I tried to be quiet about it.
We got to wrap up, so I can't go into that. Thank you for listening to the Couch Co-op podcast, episode number 28, where we talk about video games and nothing. This week was probably mostly nothing. Bunch of crap.
That's a bunch of Star Wars crap.
It was a shit show. My stuff kept crashing, blah, blah, blah. You can follow us on Twitter at couchco_op, twitch.tv/couchco_op. Blah, blah, blah. Subscribe to us on iTunes. All that stuff. It's been a fun show. Whatever. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.